Okay, we might have another. We'll recap.
Okay.
Go on. Go on, quickly.
Okay, so this is Alicia.
Oh, no, I'm right. It's in, right. So for you, Alicia, sorry, this is the recap. We're talking icons. We're talking, you know, picking, you know, talks on...
powerful ladies.
Powerful.
Within the community. What else did we just discuss?
Beauty standards.
The beauty standards.
Yeah. Why they are powerful and what it means to you.
It could be about attraction. You know, what is attractive, what's not attractive.
Yeah.
You know, again, you know, you could take all the Love Island stars.
Yeah.
You know, and you
true.
Could take all the, you know, like, women that are on the front line in Afghanistan. I mean, in, like, you know, in Ukraine. Or you could take the women of Ukraine and show their strength. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Get worldly. You know, you can take this as wide as you want. You can say something about very... real day things that are happening. If I were you, I'd be reading the news.
Yeah.
For sure. I'd be like looking for like stuff in the papers, stuff on the news about women's rights, different countries for where women don't have rights. Understanding, you know, that here we're so lucky we've got an education. You're allowed to, you know, do all sorts.
You can ride a bike.
You can drive a car.
Yeah, you can
like
do that in
Saudi
other cultures.
Countries, you can't. You know, women aren't allowed to drive cars or...
They
or
have, like, no rights.
Yeah.
So, you know, you could do different, you know, women. Again, if you know women of different cultures... Mm. Oh, and there we go. You know, if you know women of different cultures, different creeds, different generations... But what I would do, Alicia, is do a think tank of, like, women's of different generations. Women, iconic women. You know, like, get some lists of different types of women.
But don't forget the why. I think that's quite important.
Yeah, definitely.
And then, yeah, we'll stay in touch. This is cool. I think we've got some more thinking to do here.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you really got a kind of... You've got the idea and we've got the discipline.
Yep.
We know we're doing women.
Yes.
We know
so
we're doing
print and photography.
Yeah.
Print and photography, which we can build on.
Yep.
You've just now got to knuckle down on what you want to say, if you want to say anything at all.
Okay.
All right? So go away from here. Maybe do another mood board that's a bit, you know, the refined mood board, but just pick, like, I'm going to go for icons. You know, Marilyn Monroe with Andy Warhol would represent icons, you know. Then, you know, you maybe want to look at more political women if you're doing political women or, you know, women that, you know, if they're from the family or, you know, just kick-ass women, you know.
Also depends on what you're sort of interested in. You
said
the last project was really interesting to you and that kept you going.
Yeah.
So find something that you're interested in again for this project that will keep you on track.
Yeah.
But I like it.
And we'll build as we go along, Alicia.
Yeah.
So, like, next week, I kind of want you, once we've got these boards, kind of, like, you've done another board and we've sort of refined and merged this a bit more, then I think what we'll do is we'll start off with just getting some basic imagery of girl faces, converting them into silk screens and doing some Andy Warhol-style printing.
Yeah.
Just to get you into the feel of it, you know. And then seeing
where
we can take that along. So, you know, for me next week, I would be definitely starting to collect, you know, and think about whether you want portraiture as well or figurative, you know, or groups of women, you know, but start collecting imagery of women.
Yeah, okay.
You know, and maybe imagery of women in very stereotypical roles and non-stereotypical roles.
Okay.
Like, there's nothing... better than seeing a woman in, like, you know, army fatigues, you know, what a woman fireman.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
You know, a man sewing, I like, and a woman welding, you know, like, why? Gender norms.
Yeah.
Okay, right, we'll stop.
Okay.